Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The Spina Bifida Association of Central Florida is hosting a walk and roll on November 9th at Dr. Phillips Community Park. And here to tell us all about it is the executive director of the Spina Bifida Association of Central Florida, Shawnee Hervey. Shawnee, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here and share with everyone our upcoming annual fundraiser, the Walk and Roll for Spina Bifida.
Well, before we get into the walk and roll, let's answer the question that everybody's thinking about right now. What is Spina Bifida?
Well, Spina Bifida literally means split spine. It happens when a baby is in the womb and the spinal column does not close all the way. Every day, about 8 babies are born in the United States that have spina bifida. And no one knows the cause of it, but scientists believe that it's a combination of genetic and environmental factors. There are 4 different types of spina bifida. You know, it affects everyone different, depending on the severity. One thing I would like people to know is that you're born with it. It's not something you catch. So usually mothers know when they're pregnant, around 20 weeks, that their child is going to be born with spina bifida.
So they know that in the womb?
Yes.
And how's that? How do they know that?
There are tests that are conducted. And from there, when the baby is born, they usually have surgery within 2 to 3 days of birth.
2 to 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right. So we talked about, you said you're born with it. What are the risk factors? Like, how is somebody born with that? Is there something that happens, or is it just a genetic thing?
Well, it is a combination of genetic and environmental factors. There's no one reason that it happens, at least, you know, we don't know of. There was some talk in the past about increasing folic acid to prevent it. Even that is debatable.
Are the tests something that pregnant women get, you know, normally, or is it something you have to ask for?
It's a test that they get. It will be detected during pregnancy as part of the routine examinations.
Okay, let's talk about the surgery. Now, you said like 2 or 3 days after birth. What happens there?
They can. Like I said, there are 4 different types. So one of the types, yes, children are operated on within 2 to 3 days of birth. This prevents infections and helps save the spinal cord for more damage. More often than not, the child is not paralyzed, and most children with this form of spina bifida usually grow up fine and are just checked by a doctor. So again, there are 4 different types of spina bifida, some being more serious than others. Depending on what type the child has will determine their lifelong medical needs.
It is a rather rare thing. I read on your website 166,000 people live with spina bifida.
Yeah, I mean, but spina bifida is actually the most common permanently disabling birth defect in the United States. Again, an average of 8 babies are born a day with spina bifida, and about 60 million women in the U.S. who could become pregnant is at risk.
And it's one of those things where it's nothing you've done. It's nothing,
no.
A lifestyle. It's just, it just happens.
It's part genetic, part environmental. So it's not the mother's fault, not the father's fault. And that's also a misconception. You know, sometimes people think that they did something wrong. No, it's just one of those things.
All right, so let's talk about the event coming up. There's one way of finding out about things like spina bifida. I mean, you can go on a website or you can research it, you can Google it. But until you actually go and talk to people who know about it or have experienced it, it's better that way. So that's why this walk and roll event you're having on November 9th is really good. Talk about the walk and roll.
It is, yes. So the walk and roll for spina bifida is our annual fundraising event. It is a free family fun event. We'll have music, food, games, activities, a DJ. We have the Guardians of Justice coming out.
The Guardians of Justice.
Yes, coming out. So we're encouraging people to dress as their favorite superhero or Disney character. The registration is 9 a.m. The walk begins at 10. And the walk and roll is not timed. You can go at your own pace. And it is a fundraising event. So we do ask people to create teams and wear, you know, raise awareness. Some people design their own shirts. And the purpose of it is, one, to bring awareness to everyone living with and affected by spina bifida. And also, it supports our programs and services. We don't get any federal or state funding. We operate solely off of individual donations, grants, and things like that. So we want to be able to continue to provide services and programs.
Oh, let's talk about some of the programs. What do you provide?
Yeah, so one of our most recent programs that we're excited about is the Adaptive Driving Program. And essentially, we pay for people with spina bifida to get a driving evaluation to determine if they're able to drive. And then if they are, we will pay for the driving classes. So, you know, unlike other able-bodied people where we can just get our license or our permit and go in and do that, there's a medical part to people with spina bifida. And then from there, they would adapt their vehicle. You can drive with hand controls. And that's part of our independent living piece, to promote independence. And so that's one that we are really thrilled about. The other part is health and wellness. We do a number of activities, wheelchair BMX. We have meetups at skate parks. We do adaptive water skiing, adaptive jet skiing, adaptive surfing, adaptive horseback riding. So we provide monthly events and activities. And these activities are no cost to the person with spina bifida and their immediate family members.
Yeah, because we have to realize we're talking about babies and being born that way, but there are people who are adults and who have spina bifida, and being, well, being independent, it's got to be huge.
Yeah, it is. Adults are living longer with medical advances, and so there's a huge population, of adults living fulfilled lives with spina bifida. I know, you know, we think of the babies a lot, and that is true, but there's also a portion that we're hoping to work with some of the local hospitals on, and that is the transition into adulthood and adults with spina bifida being more independent and self-sufficient.
Which helps the parents as well, because usually in a situation like this, the caregivers are the ones that are forgotten.
They are. Yeah. I love our caregivers and parents. I mean, they essentially, they're affected too. I mean, it's their life also. And so the more independent we can get our constituents, as we call them, to be, then, yeah, I can alleviate some of the responsibilities from the caregiver.
And speaking of which, I'm sure you need volunteers.
Oh, we absolutely do need volunteers. You can volunteer to set up, help with registration, just come out and cheer us on. But, yes, we definitely need volunteers. We have a website, walkinrollsbacfl.org.
So it's walkinrollsbacfl.org. And it's a great website, by the way. If you just, you know, it's one of those things we were talking before we came on. Spina bifida is one of those things you hear about, but you don't, well, most people don't really know what that means.
They don't. You know, it's different from paralysis, where people who experience paralysis usually do later or at some point in life. So they've had some independence, you know, walking, driving, other activities. But again, spina bifida, you're born with it. So that presents its own unique challenges. And walk and roll is one of the ways that we get our families together, the community together. Whether you have spina bifida or not, everyone's welcome to just come out and enjoy a day and talk and have fun and meet us and, you know, see if you want to get involved in other ways. We're always looking for volunteers and board members as well, if you want to get involved that way. So we just want to invite everyone out. It's going to be a great day. The weather will be nice.
Finally.
Yes.
So it's the Spina Bifida Association of Central Florida's Walk and Roll. So November 9th at Dr. Phillips Community Park. When does it start?
Registration at 9 a.m. And the walk begins at 10 a.m.
And how long does it go?
It'll go to about 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, so it's a nice afternoon, morning, afternoon thing. And you meet a lot of nice people. And it's great for the kiddos because you have the superhero theme. Mm-hmm. And you have some mascots, right?
We do. The Guardians of Justice are a local nonprofit. They do charity work by attending events dressed in their superhero gear, and they come out and interact and take photos, and it's just going to be a really nice day. We have a DJ that's going to provide family-friendly music and just make it a wonderful day.
So it's the Spina Bifida Association of Central Florida Walk and Roll on November 9th at Dr. Phillips Community Park. Things start about 9 a.m. It goes to about 2 or 3. For more information on the website, you can go to Walk in Roll. That's walk, the letter N, roll, SBACFL.org. You can just Google that. I'm sure it'll pop up for you. It's great to actually go there and meet the people and see what it's all about. And proceeds benefit the Spina Bifida Association of Central Florida. Well, Shawnee Hervey, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.